Wednesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. This morning I took a ride with Nash Castro, Mary Laska, Kathy Simmons of the National Park Service, and Liz. We went down Pennsylvania Avenue with a rapid synopsis by Kathy Simmons of all the places in which Mary Laska's azaleas will be planted. Mary is contributing $25,000 worth of planting materials, largely azaleas, some dogwood and other things, to be used along Pennsylvania Avenue. This is maintaining the momentum of the beautification project. It's the biggest single thing that has happened to it, and we must make it count for beauty and for bait, hopefully to interest others. As we drove, it began to snow. We put Mary out at the Sam Rayburn office building, and I returned to the second floor for a meeting with Bess and Liz on sponsorships, parties, correspondence. And then at 3 o'clock, Dorothy Torito and I had another session about pictures and exhibits in the Johnson City House, laying out our little formats in the treaty room on the big table. All the time, with the snow falling and growing thick on the waxy magnolia leaves outside the window of the treaty room, and the photographer, Mr. Knudsen, left us soon to get some good snow pictures of the mansion. Later, I had a meeting in the Queen's sitting room. It's getting to be my favorite gathering place. The Secretary Udall and Lee, Libby Rowe, Sharon Francis, who's doing the letters on beautification, and Liz and Nash Castro. We talked about what we hope to achieve with the beautification program. I tried to elicit from them useful phrases, one-minute summaries on what we planned and hoped for in Washington and across the country from beautification this year, in 10 years, for our history. Meetings are so likely to wind up with somebody getting you to do some more work, whereas I had hoped to sign one of them up to make a speech for the wives of the American Institute of Architects who had asked me. Lee is, in fact, in charge of a speaker's bureau for beautification. Her own particular interest is the involvement of schools in teaching children understanding and love of nature and respect for their surroundings. After they left, I went to the pool alone for 20 laps and finally just sinking into the warm restfulness of it. Mm-hmm. It was after 9 when Lyndon came home. I had gone to bed and decided I would do without dinner, and so did he. That's twice this week that he has shown a very disciplined interest in cutting down on a meal. Maybe the doctor's visit did some good. Linda Bird, dressed up in lovely, in red and pink silk, had gone out to see Sound of Music with Jim Bitar, and afterwards to the Austrian embassy. He's handsome and she looked lovely. She really enjoys embassies, dancing, bright people, gaiety.